Steve Dale's Other World back with you on WGN. It's 2:36, and I am so excited! This is one of the greatest moments of my life, because Karen Conti is here in the studio with me.
Steve, you have to get a life, I guess. That would be my legal advice to you.
No, it's because, I mean, first off, we're both vaccinated, right?
We are.
And you're socially distanced anyway, because the studio is so big, and this way the studio happens to
and
be
And I've had
up.
It.
You've had COVID?
I had COVID.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, right away. The very first week we shut down.
You had to be the first one.
I had to be the first. You know, I'm a person who likes the first. So yeah, I was out for 2 weeks. And,
how sick were you?
I was sick enough that I didn't want to eat and didn't want to exercise. I couldn't work. I slept. I ached. I lost
Did
my
sense.
Did
they know
sense.
What it was?
No, because, you know, they basically told me, don't go to the hospital, because if you don't have it, you will.
Yeah.
And so I never got tested, but it's pretty clear I had it, because it was something like I've never had.
Yeah, but I had one of those things. So I flew back. I was at a conference in Las Vegas in February. So it's right before all this happened, but now they say COVID was here. And
COVID was here
it.
A long time.
Right.
I truly believe that.
I think mm-hmm. that's a fact. So I came back, as did a couple of colleagues of mine as well. So did we get sick on the airplane because something was going on, or did we actually have COVID? And I thought for sure, same thing, you know, because this felt different, because I'm in a trial. I was tested and have been tested like every 5 minutes for COVID, you know?
Yeah.
And early on, they said, you know, whatever you had, it wasn't COVID. So who knows?
I'm not sure if they know everything. You know what I mean? And there's different strains and whatever.
I don't know.
All I know is that usually you get well in like 3 days, right?
I hope.
Or
but
four.
Not everybody.
Not 2 weeks.
Not
that,
everybody.
That was different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. So if it were something you typically get, you'd be well in 3 days.
Pretty
and
much,
this took
yeah.
you a couple of weeks. So right now, here's the conundrum. And this is in the news. There's an app. I downloaded the app. It's right here. It's called Clear. And this app, apparently, you're going to have to show, as you go into the United Center, or as you go into, because specifically, it says Chicago Bulls as one of the options. And it's national, it's all over the country. So you have all these professional sports teams that are participating, and apparently many are not. And you have to show this to them. You have to indicate, first of all, your driver's license you have to take a picture of. You have to take a picture of yourself. So first, my question is, how will the app survive if it took a picture of me? Poor app. But especially first thing in the morning when I did it. But the driver's license, I said, oh, well, I held my finger over the license number because I thought, I don't know if I want the app to see that or people to see it, because that's irrelevant to my health. You know, so that's
right.
The first thing. Second thing, it's unclear. So the newscasters said on the news, they are not going to ask for absolute identification that you've been vaccinated. You don't have to take a picture of that. And the governor this week said, no, we're not going to mandate vaccines. On the other hand, there's a place for it on the app. So it's very confusing. So this app is still in the progress of being figured out. So they may change all that. But right now, I can go to a Chicago Bulls game based on what I've typed in here, which is also my health. And the questions, I have questions for you. By the way, 312-981-7200. You could text, you can call in your questions for Karen Conti. And a question I already have is, well, who's going to tell the truth? And I understand that question from the listener. I mean, if I'm not feeling well, and if I purchased $80 tickets to an event, am I going to say in the app, oh, I really feel crummy?
Well, I think a lot of these measures, Steve, are geared toward just getting people in the right frame of mind, you know, and you can't legislate, you can't enforce these laws in a way that everyone's going to abide by them and everyone's going to be fair and honest. They aren't. And I think even the stay-at-home orders, you know, the cops didn't want to be enforcing stay-at-home orders when we had all of those last year. And the idea is we're making these rules so we can all get better. And it's almost like we're shaming people, right, into doing the right thing, because that's probably the most powerful thing. Appeal to a person's sense of right and a sense of, you know, community mindedness. Because again, yeah, of course you can lie. And are you going to get caught? No. But should you feel bad about it? If you have a conscience, you probably should.
Mm-hmm. But if I'm paying $80 for those tickets and if I'm showing up, I'm showing up. I'm there.
You could give them to your good friend, Karen Conti, who is always there for you no matter what.
All right. So let's talk legally speaking, which is what you do.
Okay.
can they ask all these questions, including proof, if they do ask, and that's unclear, proof of vaccination?
They can. You know, there's, first of all, you know, I guess we should parse the idea of what, if it's the government doing it or if it's a private company doing it. And
this is a private company,
right? A private company can absolutely do it, because if you go to your constitution, there's no constitutional right to go to a basketball game or go to Lollapalooza, right? So if in Lollapalooza, let's say, that's probably a city event, so let's just talk a private event, they have to do everything they can to keep people safe. And if one of the things they do is just inquire about a person's temperature and how they're feeling, that is a hurdle that they get over. You know, so if someone were to sue and say 60 people got sick at this basketball game and we're going to blame the United Center, then the idea is, well, we did everything we could. We took their temperatures, we asked them the questions, we asked them to identify themselves, and so it's kind of a legal maneuver to kind of put the liability on the side. But certainly they can do it.
Is it really putting the liability on the side? I mean, to me, those questions are, okay, fine, ask them, but they don't mean much. Proof of vaccination means much more.
Right, but that's going to offend people. And I've heard already, we were just talking about this, a lot of people don't want to get this vaccination for one reason or another. I don't really understand it, because I'm a pro-vaxxer, but I understand and I respect someone's right not to get it. But if you have a right not to get that vaccine, but you may not have a right to go see a basketball game in person.
That's what I'm saying. So could a private venue... I'll talk about the city in a moment, but could a private venue say, whether it be a workplace, whether it be somewhere that you're going to the theater, or go to the movies, that's private. Any of those things, could they say, I want to see proof of vaccination?
Yes, they absolutely can. And the EEOC has already said that an employer has the right to make it a rule that everyone in the workplace is vaccinated. Now, there has to be accommodation for people who have a legitimate religious belief, right? That's very few people, if you really look at it. And also people who may have medical conditions, there would have to be some sort of accommodation for that. But again, you know, yes, they can make those rules and they can enforce them. And there's nothing unconstitutional about it or discriminatory, although you probably will see lawsuits, people saying, you know what, I'm living in an impoverished area, it's very difficult for me to get the vaccine, I'm not able to do it, it discriminates against people of color. You know, you're going to hear those lawsuits, and they'll go through the system. But again, we've mandated smallpox vaccinations for kids and in the military, so this is not new.
But I guess one argument is this vaccine to date is not approved except for conditional use, either of any of the three vaccines.
Yeah, and I don't know that makes so much of a difference when it comes to an employer's right or a business owner's right to control his or her environment, you know? And again, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't, because if they don't require this and people get sick, they get sued. Now, you know, people are going to say, I'm not coming to your venue, I'm going to sue you. So it's, you know, it puts companies in a very difficult situation. You know what, Steve? It's going to be a business decision. Will more people come to watch basketball if everyone's vaccinated, or will people who don't want the vaccine not come? And what's going to be the bottom line and the bottom dollar?
How about for city events like city festivals? You mentioned Lollapalooza.
I think it's the same thing. I think cities have a duty and right to control the venue. Again, there's no constitutional right to go to Lollapalooza. So I think that the cities can do it. I don't imagine that the city of Chicago is going to do it. From what I'm hearing, they're going to highly encourage. They're going to do all the things they need to do. But I'm not quite sure that our federal government, our state government, or our local government is going to mandate these things.
But I heard New York City is doing.
And they have very strict laws about everything there. You know, they have a very high concentrated population. They have draconian gun laws. They have a lot of laws that are very strict, the strictest in the nation when it comes to most of these things.
All right. So if New York City can do it and get away from it, then is Austin, Texas going to do it? Is Long Beach, California going to do it? Are other cities going to follow suit, including the one we live in?
I have to say it's politics. You know, there's a lot of politics here. I think I see the conservative people saying we don't want to get the vaccine and we don't need it and we don't like it. I mean, there's some people who don't even think masks are appropriate. So in the more liberal cities, you're going to see people more in compliance and more willing to get the vaccination. But ultimately, you know, it's a matter of the bottom line in the business. That's what it's going to be.
It is 2:46 on WGN, and Karen Conti, among all the people on the planet, you know what that means, right? Karen?
Are you going to tell lawyer jokes?
No, not yet. Later. You didn't didn't say that with a lot of enthusiasm, did you?
Oh, no, I like lower jerks. I really do. I was just pretending. I was just putting on a little pout.
I was going to say we're going to break for commercials.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
something
good.
You never do, I never do, but we're going to do it right now. We'll be back on WGN. We're no longer dreaming, it's reality. Karen Conti is here, legally speaking, on WGN. This is Steve Dale, Steve Dale's Other World. Karen takes over after 3 o'clock, and we're talking about vaccines, and we're talking about, okay, what can the government or private companies mandate? And you said off the air, and I think it's a great question, 312-981-7200. You can text or call. Would you go on an airplane? Would you more likely go to a movie, for that matter, if you knew everyone in the theater, everyone on the plane is vaccinated for sure? You know, and I know people now who are hesitant to do both of those things. Hold on a second. I should turn on your microphone.
Yeah, lawyer without a microphone. That's really, you know, what do you think? I'm curious what you think. Would you rather go to a movie theater knowing that there was a mandated vaccine passport?
Yes.
I think I would, too, because I would think, first of all, people are taking good care of their health. They've gotten the vaccination. It's not infallible, but it's pretty darn good from what we know, right? Mm-hmm. And I would say that the business owner is probably doing everything the business owner can do to make sure that I'm safe, and I like that.
Yeah, and it's what you just said is true. It's not infallible. So what makes it more infallible is if everyone is vaccinated. Statistically, that is just
right.
True. Also, it's better for the community. We want to reach this term that I've been using for years because of what I do in the pet world, and that's herd immunity, which I've known about for a very long time, and any veterinarian knows about that. However, and now it's been bandied about and sometimes misunderstood, but to reach that, we need people to be vaccinated. So it's not only about your own health, it's about community health as well. But I think there are people, Karen, that are offended. So this app that we were talking about, the app is called Clear, that apparently the United Center and some others in Chicago, where you go to see events, other venues, as well as all over the country, are going to say, you have to show us this app. You have to show us. I don't know why they need a picture of your license plate, but that's part of it. Not your license plate, your driver's license, as well as an image of yourself. I sure don't know. But they want to prove that it's you. And then you you're answering a whole lot of questions about your health. You know, how do you feel today? Do you have a temperature? Did you get up coughing? All those sorts of questions. And ultimately, may or may not, unclear to me what the app Clear will do, because it's unknown at this point. Maybe they're figuring it out still, whether they need an image of proof of your vaccine.
They might also want this information in case there is a breakout, and they might want to be able to warn people.
That's a great point.
And that's one of the things that, if you read the books that were written maybe 10 years ago about the possibility of having a pandemic, because they were written. They were all out there.
Yep.
In fact, I interviewed somebody about 5 years ago who predicted this exact thing. Exactly. And said it was going to come from Asia, by the way. And what he said is the things that we can be doing in this country and other countries is to have phone apps so that if someone gets it and they know that person got off an airplane coming from Singapore, we can let people know in Singapore that it was coming from there. And so we'd have this way of communicating, and maybe this is a part of that.
How do you think our laws are going to change in the future as a result of all of this? I mean, what's happened in America? I'm not saying it's good, and I'm not saying it's bad, but it's way different than when I was a kid. So now we have cameras everywhere on the street. And when those cameras first came about, people said, oh gosh, this is offensive to me. People are going to watch me cross the street, and I don't want them to know where I'm going. This is Big Brother for sure. Now you have people clamoring for more of these cameras to deter crime. Speed cameras are kind of another story because that's all about revenue as
exactly.
Well. Yes.
Yes.
But nevertheless, people are offended also for personal reasons that they don't want these cameras. But now I think we're in a different place as a culture as we were then. But there are people offended, as you said, by mask. And there are people offended that even you would have to download an app. But nevertheless, this is what the United Center and others apparently are going to do.
Well, our right to privacy, and there is a right to privacy under our Constitution, and it is a really important right, and I'm not saying it isn't. And I always do this thing, Steve, where I talk about people say these are legal loopholes. No, these are constitutional rights. And I always take, if I'm giving a speech or going or teaching a class, I'll go to a woman in the class and I grab her purse.
What?
And she takes it from me and holds it to her breast, and she says, You're taking my purse. Well, for people who say, hey, I have nothing to hide, you know, go ahead and search my house. I don't have drugs or guns, so go ahead and search. You know what? No, we this is not the society. That's not our society. We have to have a reason to search. We have to have a reason to do things. And as long as there's a reason that benefits society, that's where that gets drawn the line. And there was some great philosopher who said, if all of us are completely free to do whatever we want, then all of us as a community cannot be free. And that makes a lot of sense, because if I can go 120 miles an hour down the Eisenhower, you know, and say that I can do it because it's my constitutional right, well, then it may be your constitutional right to be safe. So how do those rights get reconciled? Mm-hmm. And frankly, we have to live with other people. We live very close to a lot of people, and we have to have rules. And I think that masks and all these types of things are in the right direction.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not excited about wearing a mask.
And no, especially today. Yeah. It was hot. My gosh.
Yeah. And you look forward to the day when you don't need to anymore.
Yes.
And that's actually coming. And it's coming because more people are being vaccinated, which is not the topic we're talking about necessarily, but we're talking about the legal part of all of this. You said there will be lawsuits. There are always lawsuits about everything.
Yes.
So does that really matter? Do you think the courts are going to say, you know what, this is the right both government has or private companies have to vaccinate? So let me give you an example. A independent living center for seniors or an assisted living center. I know, in fact, this is a real life example. I know of one assisted living center because we have a family member that lives in, it's an independent living center, really, family member that lives in a place. And my wife was talking to the administrator there and she said, I am serious. In June, every employee, every volunteer, anyone who walks in the door, I can't mandate it necessarily for the residents because it's independent living. However, I can mandate it for all the employees and volunteers here. They are going to need a vaccine. Can that be?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And, you know, again, I keep going to the business part of this. But, you know, insurance drives a lot of issues in this world, as you know.
Yep.
And, you know, there's going to be a point in time where insurance companies for nursing homes, independent living, whatever they are, and they're going to say, listen, if you don't mandate vaccinations for all your workers or all your residents, we're not going to give you insurance. And when you don't have insurance, that means when you get sued, you have to take it out of your pocket. And so there's going to be compliance with these types of rules to obtain insurance, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to come from legislation. Because remember, it's not just the courts that decide this. The legislators have to make the laws. And those laws are made based upon what constituents want, largely. And the constituents have to be influenced by our politicians and our executive branch. So, and then the courts have to uphold them or strike them down. So there's all the branches of government that are working here on a national, state, and local level. And I think the bottom line, though, like I said, is going to be the people cooperating and realizing it's in their best interest. And it's going to be what costs the least amount of money. Is a shutdown going to cost more, millions and trillions of dollars of losses? Or should we just wear the masks and get the vaccination and be done with it?
All right. So let me see your purse that you were talking about earlier. There it is. Okay. So in your purse, I see there's a crystal ball.
Yes.
If you could pull out your crystal ball and look into it, let's say 5 years from now, is it going to be required? So everything that we're talking about now that, okay, this might happen, that might happen, is it going to be required, no matter what our governor or any governor says, is it going to be required for the business and insurance reasons you talk about, where typically, if you go to work there, you're going to need a vaccine. If you want to maybe even go to a movie, you're going to have to show proof of it. Is that going to become routine?
I think so. That would be my guess. And my guess is going to be there are going to be people who want to live together in a community where they don't have to get it. And they're going to go somewhere live together.
Is it like the communities where people don't have clothes on?
Or something, you know, whatever, yeah. Whatever floats your boat. And I do think that you're not going to convince everybody that this is a good thing. But I do think we're just going to have, you know, these vaccinations are going to be approved. They're going to have more tests because people like you are willing to be tested and be the guinea pig for us. this, pardon the pun, Mr. Pet Guy, but you know, I think we're going to look down the line. It's like polio vaccinations, right? That changed the world.
And they were controversial.
Yeah. But polio was a horrible affliction.
And where's polio now?
I mean, you don't see anybody who has polio. So, and you know, Joe Tsok to me is like one of the biggest heroes in the history of the United States for doing what he did.
Okay, 15 seconds. What have you got coming up on your show?
Okay, we're going to be talking about the cheerleader who used profanity on social media and got disciplined, and it's going up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
What?
Yes. Give me an F. And then we're going to be talking about two gun cases that were in the news, and we're talking about Second Amendment rights and the city of Chicago's lawsuit against the Gary gun dealer.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Yes.
How many lawyers does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. They'd rather keep their clients in the dark.